Throughout the entire season, one constant has been the play of the BYU defense. And that was certainly on display once again last week against Arizona.
Fafita in the gun. A batted up ball, a pick! Jacob Robinson! Robinson came blitzing in, deflects it, picks it, and gives the Cougars the offense on the field at the 10-yard line.
Tonight, Oklahoma State is in Provo. And while the Cowboys have underperformed, the Cougars know they're dangerous. But Chase Roberts believes his team has been challenged every way possible, and they'll be ready.
We've played in the morning, we've played at night, we've played in the afternoon and Big 12 kickoff. Whatever it is, we're coming out and we're winning games. So it doesn't really matter what the situation is. All we care about is the team doing our job for each other, and it's been paying off.
It's time for BYU football as the 13th-ranked Cougars face the Cowboys on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live play-by-play coverage of BYU football is brought to you by All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Big O Tires, stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. By Les Olson IT, the technology partner your business needs. And by Smith's Food and Drug, fresh for everyone. Let's take you inside the All Pro Capital broadcast booth at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo, Utah, and join Hans Olsen along with the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Captains coming to midfield. Tonight's referee, Luke Richmond, will conduct the coin toss. BYU captains tonight, Jacob Robinson, Chase Roberts, Waylon Lapuaho, and Logan Lutui. We'll kick it down to the field. Luke Richmond.
You are the visitor and you will call the toss. We have a heads and it's a tails. It's a heads and tails. What's your call?
Tails.
He called tails. It is a tails. You have won the toss.
All right, OSU's won the toss and deferred. BYU will receive the ball to start the game, and the Cougs will defend the goal 2 hour left,
Oklahoma
the north
State
side.
Has won the toss, deferred their option to the second half. BYU will receive to start the game. Have a great game, gentlemen. Good luck.
All right, BYU now, by the way, in the Kalani Sitake era, has won 51 and lost 58 coin tosses. When the Cougars do lose the coin toss, they have a winning record of 33-23, looking to go 34-23 with a victory tonight. BYU in royal jerseys, white pants, white helmets, white face mask. The face mask color differs from last week. Rest of the uniform is the same. Oklahoma State will be in black helmets with white and orange, white jerseys, black pants. Getting ready for kickoff, brought to you by the BYU Salt Lake Center. Advance your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. Tonight's flag bearers for BYU. The alumni flag bearers were members of the 1984 National Championship team. Brad Smith, Mark Bellini, and Lad Akeo, the team flag bearers on this night. USA flag was brought out by Marquise Taliaoli. The Utah flag from Trevor Pay, the Big 12 flag from Sam Vanderhaar, the cancer awareness flag by Talon Alfrey, and the rock flag from Viliami Pouha. Ready to go, BYU and OSU at a sold-out Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Logan Ward will kick it off from right to left as we see it and you hear it. BYU receives to our left, the north end zone. Keelan Marion is the deep returner. Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen with Jason Shepard up here in the booth. Mitchell Juergens down on the field in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. Great to have you joining us on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. It's Friday Night Football here in Provo, Utah.
Let's go. I actually borrowed the binoculars from binocular guys. He's become known on social media. It's actually McKay. And I was looking at the body language of Oklahoma State, who's on the near sidelines. And, Greg, their shoulders are down, not a lot of energy. Make sure BYU keeps it that way.
Marion lets the kickoff go into and through the end zone. BYU first down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Give me that Cougar O-line from left to right. It'll be Etienne, Lapuaho, Mitchell, Leusa, and Keim. The receivers in the opening set, JoJo Phillips, Chase Roberts, Mataba Tase. The quarterback is Jake Retzloff. And he'll have Martin and Roberts. Martin in the backfield. Roberts will split out, as will Lassiter. First down and 10. Far hash. First snap of the football game. Play fake. Clean pocket for Jake. Goes deep down the middle for Darius Lassiter, who makes the catch. He does! At the 25-yard line! The first play of the game is a huge play for BYU. It's a 50-yard completion. And the Cougs are first and 10 at the OSU 25. Retzloff to Lassiter.
Well, the back judge was trying to keep pace, and he couldn't even keep up. He ended up taking a tumble because he lost his feet. He was trying to run so fast. And then you see Lassiter get over the top on this one and come down with the ball. This was over-the-top coverage. He just beat it deep with speed.
What a start. They go pistol now. Martin behind Retzloff in the gun. Jake will boot to the right and throw it away on a first and 10. So it'll be second down and 10 from the OSU 25. Jake booted to the right, had to chuck it away.
Oklahoma State has come out, and they are playing run first 100%. Now they got six in the box. They're keeping their safety shallow. So they think that BYU is going to come out and try to overpower them. Aaron Roderick obviously saw that early, said he'll take one over the top and see if he can loosen things up. Then he thought he'd bootleg it, see if he could loosen things up on the outside. Now let's see if he goes back to the inside on second down.
Marion and Lassiter wide side, left side. Roberts short side, right. Retzloff gun with Hinkley Ropati now off his right hip, switching to the right hip. There goes Hinkley. The hand clap. Keeper for Retzloff. Inside the 20, 15, 10-yard line, a first down. Jake Retzloff hits the deck at the 11. Give him 14 yards on second down and 10 on quarterback keep. Jake Retzloff, BYU's leading rusher on this season, with a chain mover to the 11. BYU in the red zone.
And it's almost like he doesn't want to give up that rushing lead, Greg. You know, he's got an opportunity to give, or he's got an opportunity to run, and he's going to keep the ball. He's very confident in his feet. He gets the vision of the hole. He knows when to hit it, the speed to hit it with. It's a good run by Jake Retzloff.
BYU scored on 21 of 23 red zone drives, 15 touchdowns. Retzloff gun, Ropati right hip. The hand clap, a quick pass on the right side, complete inside the 10 to the 5. And that's Reiner Swanson on the reception for Reiner. That's catch number 6 on the season and got about 6. It'll be second down and 4 from the 5. BYU can score, can make a first down without scoring a touchdown. 2 minutes into quarter number 1, BYU in scoring territory at the 5-yard line. Second down and 4. We'll see what Aaron Roderick dials up from the 5. Ball near hash, BYU right to left, left to right, pardon me, as we see it and you hear it.
I like that play to Swanson.
All right, Retzloff shotgun. Ropati off his left. Wides to either side. They'll motion Roberts from right to left. Jake feeling his way forward, gets to the 4 is all. That'll set up a third down and 3 from the 4. First possession of last week, BYU got to a fourth down and I think goal from the 3, decided to go for it, didn't get points. I will be curious to see what they decide here if they don't make it to the 1 from the 4 on third and 3. So, ball between the hash marks now. 12:15 to play in the opening quarter. We're scoreless, maybe not for long. The play clock is down to 12, and BYU is still huddling.
They're going to have to call a timeout. Yeah. Too low on the play clock. And
so they're going to talk this one over. This early timeout will be called by BYU. So almost exactly 3 minutes in, 12:01 on the first quarter clock.
BYU, first and a half. Your 30-second timeout.
We're going to stay right here with it and tell you that BYU football is brought to you in part by All-Pro Capital. All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Opening moments for BYU and Oklahoma State here at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. And the Cougs are facing a third down and 3 from the OSU 4. When BYU scores first, the Cougs have won 82% of the games under Kalani Sitake on a 9-game win streak when they simply score first. And the Cougs are trying to score first in this one. Here we go. Third down and 3 from the OSU 4.
Oklahoma State's got their big front end. Jaleel Johnson's in. Colin Clay, who goes 335, 340 pounds. So they got their big boys up front.
Lassiter, Marion left, Roberts right, Retzloff gun with Martin. The snap, the ride, the keep by Retzloff, the touchdown! Jake Retzloff takes it in for 6. his second touchdown run of the season, and the Cougs open on top 6-0 with 11:57 to go in quarter number one. BYU scores first. BYU scores a touchdown on its first possession. The Cougs have won 32 consecutive games when they score a touchdown on their opening possession, and they've done so to open this one against Oklahoma State. Will Farron is on for the PAT. After BYU scores its first Mountain America Credit Union touchdown of the game, for each touchdown BYU scores this season, Mountain America will donate $250 to the American Red Cross to help fund humanitarian services and programs. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. The Will Farron PAT is up and good. He's a perfect 25 for 25 on points after, and the Cougs lead it 7-0. The first drive for BYU is a touchdown drive. 11:57 to go in quarter number one, and the Cougs are on top 7-0. We're taking a quick break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Olson and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Stats intern Devin Gwynn letting us know that's the fastest touchdown to begin a game for BYU this season. Previous fastest came against Baylor with 10:52 left to go in the first quarter. The Cougs score a touchdown with 11:57 to go in quarter number one to open this one, bringing us to a pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. From farm to fork, Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats take pride in good practices that produce safe and nutritious pork right here in Utah. Make pork your protein of choice all season long. For delicious and nutritious pork recipes, visit pork.org. And the scoring summary looks like this. 75 yards, 6 plays, 3:03 off the clock. The final play in the drive is a 4-yard Jake Retzloff touchdown run. 7-0 Cougs after the Farron PAT.
Really nice, just QB keep off of a zone block with some RPO blocking. All the offensive line just stayed right at the line of scrimmage. They all took their guy, turned to the right. They just take their left gap and make sure that's shut off. Jake Retzloff just takes the snap, falls off the right side for an easy touchdown. But that thing came off the Darius Lassiter 50-yard bomb to start that drive. That's how it got there so quick. Darius Lassiter getting over the top, and I think loosening this defense up pretty quick, because you could tell Oklahoma State wanted to defend against the run.
Farron kicks off. A wave off in the end zone, a touchback, and OSU out to the 25-yard line, first down and 10. And here comes Garrett Rangel, the 6'2", 205-pound redshirt sophomore. Has thrown 24 passes this year, completed less than 50%, 11 for 141 yards and a score. No picks on the season, pass efficiency rating 108. He's run it 4 times for 14 yards, a long of 9.
The film I've watched, Greg, he doesn't look like a special runner. That doesn't mean that he's not. He hasn't shown it on film yet. I'm not going to respect his run until I have to.
It's a power pistol. The tailback behind the quarterback, a fullback off the quarterback's left hip. A play fake and a sprint right and a throw behind and low. Incomplete for Ceci Vailahi. Now, Ceci Vailahi is from West High School in Salt Lake City. And he's the 5'9", 200-pound redshirt freshman. It was not Ollie Gordon, who now comes in on second down. So Gordon did not play the first snap. Checks in on second down and 10 from the OSU 25. And Vailahi goes to the right slot. Twins left and right. Rangel, shotgun. Gordon, left hip. Sets to throw. Takes off to run. It's well blocked, and Rangel's got a first down and more. Garrett Rangel to the 44-yard line. A 19-yard gain on second and 10. Long run of the season for Rangel.
Okay, so BYU is running their version of a 3-3-5. They got three downs. They got three linebackers, and then they've got five spread out across the defensive backfield. And if Rangel is able to crack it a little bit, maybe they go back to their traditional front, but Greg, it's a 3-3-5 look right now.
Give him just 16, marked him down to the 41. Now shotgun split backs, Gordon and Vailahi. Rangel calls for the snap, takes it helmet height, gives Gordon middle, and Gordon falls ahead for 5. It's a good run by Ollie Gordon. Harrison Taggart, the tackle. Ollie coming in 2 the night, averaging only 3.8 yards per carry. But that was a run of 5 on first and 10. Second down and 5 at the OSU 46. Clock at 10:50 in quarter number 1. 7-0 Cougs lead the Cowboys. Scoring on drive 1. Rangel, gun, Gordon left hip. Second and 5 pokes. Ball far hash. OSU right to left. They motion to trips left. The give is Gordon Middle and doesn't get much. Got more than I thought he would. Whoa, he came out of that pile.
Did.
Looked like he would have no gain, and he got four. So now it's a third down and one at midfield.
He actually plowed into the back of his guard about 2 yards into the backfield, and then he snuck off the right side of him and got just a little bit of room to go get a few yards. I'm with you, Greg. I thought that thing was stopped up. BYU had everybody up at the front of that line ready to stop every gap, and he did a really good job of keeping his feet going. I think that that's some of that bye week, fresh feet, remotivation kind of effort right there from Ollie.
The fullback, Jake Schultz, checks in as they shift to go under center with Rangel. Gordon, the lone setback. They hand off to Ollie. He's got a first down. He's to the second level. Escapes an ankle tackle. He could be gone. The 30, 25, 20. He will score. Ollie Gordon. His longest run of the season by some distance. A 50-yard scamper for Gordon. His previous long was 27. Those kinds of plays have not been happening. And Gordon gashes the Cougs. The Pokes are within a PAT of tying this football game. Ollie Gordon picking up where he left off against BYU last season when he ran wild and scored five times.
So BYU had him bottled up. Mark Collins missed the tackle coming in from the corner spot. Tanner Wall had him for maybe a 4 or 5 yard gain. He would add the first down, but Tanner Wall had him and fell off of that tackle. So you just got to make sure you shore up those tackles, Greg. You'll be all right.
PAT good. Tie ball game. With 9:42 to play in quarter number one. A 75-yard drive, 5 plays, 2:15 off the clock. Ollie Gordon, who else? 50-yard run. OSU fans haven't seen that all year. Well, they just got an eyeful in the first 6 minutes of this football game as Gordon squares it after the PAT 7-7. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
BYU football brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. All right, both teams have had the football one time, and both teams have scored touchdowns. Both teams on 75-yard scoring drives, and both teams with a 50-yard play on their touchdown scoring drives. For BYU, it was Retzloff to Lassiter through the air, and for OSU, Ollie Gordon on the ground. And that 50-yard run puts Gordon into the end zone for the fifth time on the ground this year. And again, long run by 23 yards. Previous long was 27. He goes for 50 in the score. So OSU kicking it off, and BYU's offense will be back out on the field seconds from now. Logan Ward to boot away to Keelan Marion.
But all you got to do is just make sure that when you get your hands on him, you grab a little bit of cloth and make sure that Ollie Gordon comes down, because he is a second punch puncher. He's going to keep throwing, and he's going to keep throwing, and you got to make sure that you get him with that first tackle. So that's number one. Number two, BYU came out in a 3-3-5 stack. They actually ran John Nelson at a true nose tackle technique. He was just an offset nose tackle. So I don't know if they stay with the 3-3-5 or if they try to come back to their traditional four-man front.
Kickoff by Logan Ward into the end zone for the touchback. That's the longest scrimmage play allowed by BYU all year. I told you in the pregame,
yeah,
they'd allowed only one play longer than 40 yards all year. It was a 43-yard play. That was 50. So the first 50-yard play against BYU all season comes in the first defensive sequence of this game. Offense back out on the field. 9:42 to go in the first. 7-7. Ball far hash. BYU left to right. Here we go. Jake Retzloff with LJ Martin. Off his right hip, LJ has not touched the ball yet. In fact, there have been no handoffs yet. All the rushes for BYU were Retzloff. 3 for 19 in that first drive. There's a handoff to LJ. LJ gets three running middle on the rail to the far side. Parker Robertson, playing in place of the injured Trey Rucker, makes the tackle. So second down 7 for the Cougs.
That position that Parker Robertson plays is a high tackle position. Trey Rucker, as you mentioned in the pregame, had 69 tackles coming into this game. He was third in the nation in tackles. And so that position is big-time run support. It has to come up and support the run, and that was a really nice job by Robertson right there.
Empty now. 3 receivers right, 2 left. Retzloff gun, empty backfield, 2nd and 7 from the BYU 28-yard line. A short drop, a quick out. Chase Roberts the catch and moves the sticks. He had 7 and got 8. Well, they mark him not as far upfield as I thought he was, but it should be good enough for a first down. They move the sticks. And so Roberts on the first down catch, 8:50 to play in the opening quarter. BYU now the 35-yard line, first down and 10.
Oklahoma State right there is going to show some early gamesmanship across the defensive front. They love to move their defensive line around a little bit, but I'm going to tell you, BYU picked it up. They come with an outside blitz off a twist on the inside.
LJ, left tip of Retzloff, shotgun. The look is left, and the pass to Martin is broken up and knocked out of his chest. Robertson made the hit. Go to second down and 10. Quick throw left flat. And again, Martin got his hands on it, but it was popped out of his possession immediately upon receipt of the football.
Don't rush that. You know, that was kind of rushed, and the pocket was clean. So don't feel like you got to get happy feet. Don't feel like you're under pressure until you're under pressure. Just calm down, take a deep breath, relax, and deliver it.
Martin setting up off the right hip of Retzloff, who's in shotgun on second and 10. Fakes the toss right, the handoff left. LJ, second level, 12-yard run, first down to the 47-yard line. Give him 11 to the 46. They mark him back a yard, but a nice run for LJ Martin. He's now got three carries for 14 yards.
This is going to go back to Bruce Mitchell. It's the center that's filling in for Connor Pay. And Bruce is going to pull out and around, and he's actually going to pick up a block, and you're getting a really nice block from Tavatase. So two nice pull-around blocks.
Pardon me, second carry for 14 yards. Twins left and twins right. They'll motion a tight end in, give to LJ Middle. LJ sidestepping, another first down run. He ran into the referee. 13 yards upfield. He might have gone farther down the field. He just ran into an official who got in his way as LJ was kind of picking up steam. Either way, he'll move the sticks again.
Well, this is going back to Bruce Mitchell. You're going to hear me talk about this guy. And I know I talk about him a lot, but Bruce Mitchell with a beautiful block just to wall off.
Cougs going tempo now at the OSU 43-yard line. Hand off to LJ. He's getting going, but gets hit in the thigh and dropped for a loss. No gain on the play or a minus half a yard to the left side. It'll be second down long. Cale Smith, the tackle for Oklahoma State. BYU in OSU territory. 7:05 to go in the first quarter. 7-7 is our score. It'll be a second down and long 10 for BYU. The spot of the ball just inside the OSU 43-yard line. The Pokes will platoon three in, three out defensively. Two linemen and a linebacker will rotate in and out. BYU sets two wide receivers to the right side. Roberts and Lassiter. And two wide receivers left side, short side, including Marion and Keanu Hill, who motions in to left slot. Retzloff gun, chest high snap. Settle, look to the right, going deep for Roberts. Roberts can't catch up with it. A little bit of body bumping down the sideline. That's why the fans are reacting. It'll go to third down and 10.
Yeah, they want a PI, and this is close. It's a lot of hand battling as Chase Roberts has a step or two, but it's just not quite enough contact to get that flag out of that back pocket of that official. It's close, but I understand the no call.
Hans, I think BYU's in four down territory for Aaron Roderick here. 42-yard line of Oklahoma State, third down and 10. Too long for a field goal try. Punt and pin's an option, but I wouldn't be surprised if A-Rod's got two plays in mind. The shotgun snap to Retzloff. He throws on the swing, and that was there for yardage, and he threw too far in front of JoJo Phillips and maybe hurried that a little bit. And maybe they do go to punt and pin territory. They do. They got nothing on the play and will now punt it away. That's too bad. The play was there. JoJo was open on the right flat, and Jake's throw was too far in front of the intended receiver.
Well, I also want to mention that it is what you thought it would be too, Greg. This was going to be a two-play set. That was going to get them anywhere from 6 to 8 yards and put them in a fourth and two where they could bring that fourth down offense out where they've gone 11 of 14 on fourth down. That's 78.6% on conversion rate. And they get stopped.
And on second look, maybe JoJo could have hauled that in. The back spinner, fair caught at the 11. OSU will have a football facing an 89-yard field. Got his fingertips to it, just a little far in front. Either way, it goes incomplete, and BYU punts it away. Disappointing.
And it's hot. It was hot. That ball was coming in pretty spicy. So Retzloff could take just a little bit of the spit off of it and just deliver it a little softer.
Timeout on the field. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Cowboy football after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Football is brought to you by Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU's first drive, touchdown. Oklahoma State's first drive, touchdown. BYU's second drive, a punt on a 4th and 10. BYU defense back out on the field. BYU's base defense is a 4-3, four down linemen, three linebackers. We've seen something other than that early. Hans Olsen.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. John Nelson's playing what you call a true nose, and he's playing out of a frog technique, which means he's two-gapping. So what you can do with your nose tackle, you can shade them off the center on a plus or minus shade, or you can play him head up. He's playing head up, which means he's two-gapping. He's responsible for both gaps either side of the center. That means after the ball is snapped, he takes the step that mirrors the center step, and he's responsible for those two gaps. The three linebackers sit behind, and they each have gap responsibility based off of the center step. They each come up, and they take that gap. So it is a run-stop defense with a little bit of extra safety help. You just got to make your tackles. I'll be curious to see if they go with it again.
When BYU's gone nickel, we've seen it more out of the 42 than the 3-3-5 this season.
A lot more, yeah.
All right, BYU's allowed only three scoring drives of 80 yards or more this season. Oklahoma State is at the 12-yard line facing an 88-yard field. First down and 10, shotgun split backs Gordon and Vailahi with the quarterback Rangel.
Back to their original defensive front.
The 4-3. The 4-2-5, pardon me, two backers. Deflected ball to the right flat, incomplete intended for Ollie Gordon. So BYU going to its 42 on first down and 10. Now to second and 10 on the deflected ball intended for Gordon right flat. Second and 10 from the Oklahoma State 12-yard line. Well, this is where things get crazy. Generally inside the 30, 20-yard line here at the rock end of the stadium, the ROC, Roar of Cougar student section, where the Cowboys are now, is where we've seen the most activity in terms of big plays for BYU defensively. They motion from trips left to two left and two right. Rangel will look underneath, and on the slant, complete, staying on his feet, is Ayo Shotomide King, and he's out to the 19-yard line, a gain of 7. It'll set up a third down and 3.
That's a nice route, and that's one of Rangel's best throws that I've seen from him. He had a throw similar to that. The only completion he had in that second half that he played against the University of Utah was a little bit deeper on the slant. But that's his best throw, is that slant right there.
Ayo Shotomide King, gain of 7. Third down, long 2, almost 3. Their pistol. Knee-high snap, Rangel. The pull away, the keeper. He's caught up in the backfield, chased to his left. Brought down, loss on the play. And OSU will punt it away. Chasing him down, tracking him down for the tackle, Jack Kelly. And on fourth down and 8, the Cowboys will punt away.
Jack Kelly is the quarterback-contained king. I was going to say that again. Jack Kelly is the quarterback-contained king. There are not quarterbacks in this country that can get out on the outside of him. Avery Johnson couldn't do it. Rangel's certainly not going to do it. He does such a great job of sealing up contain. He's got to be one of the best linebackers in the country to do it.
And from the King to Kingston, Parker Kingston awaits the high spiral punt, calls fair catch and makes it at his chest at the 34-yard line of BYU. We'll stay right here as we get back into BYU's third offensive possession. So both teams score touchdowns on drive one, and both teams punt on drive two. 7-7 our score, first and 10 BYU at the Cougar 34-yard line.
You know, Greg, they're not supposed to make bodies that big.
Move that fast?
That lean and that fast. It's bizarre to see Jack Kelly do this. The closest I can get with his movement is Rob Morris. Rob Morris did such a great job of spying, making the movement, and instead of trying to contain tackle, getting right to the point, hitting the quarterback and delivering a shot, and that's what Jack Kelly does.
Jack's sixth tackle for loss on the season, 26th of his collegiate career. Jake Retzloff in shotgun. Ball near hash, back pedal. Step up, fires on the out, catch made for a first down at the 48-yard line of Oklahoma State by Darius Lassiter. Solid throw by Retzloff, and Lassiter, a clean catch inside Oklahoma State territory. 49-yard line, first down and 10. BYU's out gaining Oklahoma State 125-77 in the early going. How early? 4:26 to play in quarter number one. 7-7 our score. Retzloff gun. Martin right hip. LJ's carried it well to start the game. Tosse in two wides left, single wide to the right, Roberts. Claps the hands. Takes his drop. steps up and goes down the sideline. Man there and dropped at the 5-yard line. JoJo had it in his hands and couldn't come down with it. Maybe a pass breakup. There was defensive back running stride for stride. Cam Smith was that DB. It was a well-placed throw, just couldn't bring it in. Phillips at the 5. It'll be second down and 10. Thought he had it.
Greg, what's your favorite candy bar?
I do like a Twix.
Okay, so basically Oklahoma State is putting a Twix in front of you. That's what they're doing with Aaron Roderick, giving up this pass look. Aaron Roderick feels like the pass is there. He can't pass up the pass right now.
Martin takes the handoff. Martin shakes off a tackler. Martin doesn't get the first down, though. He gets 7, maybe 8 on 2nd and 10. A good, strong run by LJ. Nearly moved the sticks. But again, I got to say, this is 4-down territory for Aaron Roderick. 3rd down and 3 from the Oklahoma State 42. The line to gain the 39. The Cougars go right back with some tempo. Martin, left hip of Retzloff. Motion man in from left to right is Lassiter for trips right. 3rd down, 3 at the OSU 42. Now Jake audibles on a 15-second play clock. Plenty of time. 3:30 on the first quarter game clock in a 7-7 ball game. Retzloff claps the hands. Hands off LJ. LJ didn't get there. Got 2. It's 4th and 1.
They'll keep their offense on the field. We talked about this 4th down offense. It has been spectacular. 78.6% on their conversion. And they're really good in the 4th and 1. And right now, where you've got Bruce Mitchell, who's continuing to move people. And by the way, Waylon Apuawu, who continues to be a consistent force up front, I've got to assume that they're going to go for this and try to get the push up the middle.
BYU coming into the night 11th nationally in 4th down conversion rate. And they're in the pistol. That means Retzloff's in the gun and Martin's behind him. The line to gain the 39. The snap from the 40. A motion man in from left to right. Give LJ strong run. First down. Got there. Man, those legs were churning. Yeah. Not a great spot, but good enough for the first down for sure. BYU moved the sticks. Now the Cougs are 12 for 15, 80% on 4th down conversions.
And that's the kind of play that I like to see on a 4th down. Just give that offensive line a chance to throw a couple shots.
It took them quite a while to move the sticks, but they now are doing it, setting up a 1st down and 10 at the Oklahoma State 40-yard line. And LJ is going to check out, and he leaves on 36 rushing yards, 7 carries, so 5.1 a tote for Martin.
That one went behind Austin Leusa, number 55, the big man up front, healthy, and he's rocking and rolling. So just off the right side between him and Bruce Mitchell, nice open gap, great job by that offensive line.
Ropati checks in, tight bunch right, single wide left, pitch right to Hinkley. Hinkley stutter stepping, trying to stiff arm to the sideline. A flag flies for the first time tonight as Hinkley runs it to the right and gets maybe 3 or 4 before being pushed out of bounds at the boundary. Was there a hold on the edge to free him?
That's what it looks to be. It looks like it's going to be a hold just out on the right side. And
holding.
Yeah.
Offense. Number 2. 10-yard penalty. First down.
So you're going to get a hold from Chase Roberts, who's actually sitting at that receiver spot, and he's kind of coming down to the inside. I mean, it's not a real blatant hold, but they sure felt it was.
Line to gain the 29 of OSU. Now 1st down and 20. Both teams have had 50-yard plays in this game. Lassiter, 50-yard reception. Gordon, 50-yard touchdown run. 7-7 late first quarter. 90 seconds to play until the break. End of quarter break. Ropati off the right hip of Retzloff. He's in shotgun, trips to the right, single wide left. Ball between the hashes, BYU left to right. The back pedal by Retzloff. Underneath, oh, a drop. Reiner Swanson. That's a gain of maybe 5-10. Get the sequence going, and he just dropped it. So 2nd down and 20 now from the 49 of Oklahoma State. The Cougars have just not been the cleanest in this first quarter.
Yeah, this is self-inflicted wounds on some of these drive stops and, you know, drop balls. That's really what you could say. That's the 3rd drop ball, certainly the 2nd. You just got to make sure you're getting those things, watching them into the hands. He tried to turn just a little bit too quick before he secured it.
Retzloff won for his last 6 throwing it, and that's not all his fault. Shotgun with Ropati to his left. 2 left and 2 right wide receivers. A quick wing out to the right. Lassiter trying to shake off a tackler. Doesn't totally lose that defensive back. It's a gain of only 7 on 2nd and 20. Kobe Hilton had the wrap-up of Lassiter. So now you're looking at 3rd down and 13. Depending on what you get here, will determine what A-Rod's intent is offensively for the remainder of this possession. 1 minute even to play in quarter number one. 7-7 our score. The Cougars facing a third down and 13. The Cougs have not converted third and 11 or longer all year. Maybe this is the moment. Retzloff. This is the moment! 25-yard line! Throws to Darius Lassiter. Makes a sliding catch at the 25.
Oklahoma State is going to try to sit in a full zone. Everybody just drops off the receiver. They go to that zone. They're all looking at the sticks. Great job by Jake Retzloff. He spots the gap. Lassiter spots the gap. They meet each other there with the ball, and that's a great first down. Just well done cracking that Oklahoma State zone.
BYU first down and 10 at the Oklahoma State 25-yard line. First third and long conversion of the year for BYU. Came at a great time. Retzloff, shotgun. This may be the final. Well, was the play clock about to go out?
Charge timeout. BYU.
Huh.
Second of the half.
All right, they wanted that timeout with 4 seconds left in the first quarter. The quarter was going to end, and Hans, I have to admit, I wasn't close enough on the play clock to see if that was about to be an issue or not. Either way, 4 seconds.
It was ticking down.
Okay, so they called, even though the quarter was about to end, the play clock was about to run out. So the timeout is called with 4 seconds remaining in quarter number one. We'll stay right here with it. Well, BYU back in scoring territory in a 7-7 ball game.
That's the second timeout off a short play clock. I think that the first one was probably more intentional than the second one, but gobbling up a couple of timeouts to make sure that you're getting the right play call in. You get that big first down, you feel like you've got the momentum, you didn't want to make a mistake, but yeah, that play clock was starting to really tick down on him.
Retzloff jogs back on out. Having gotten final words from Fessy Sitake, the on-field intermediary, with Aaron Roderick in the box. Ball directly between the hash marks. BYU going north to south, left to right from our vantage point, nearing the Oklahoma State 25-yard line with this snap. All right, here we go. First and 10. Retzloff gun. Toss right to Ropati. Ropati's going to throw. Lobs it up in the air. A trip up. A pick off. And there's no flag. It's intercepted. The Cowboys coming the other way. Back to the 20-yard line. Hinkley Ropati was the intended receiver. He got tangled up. Or Hinkley Ropati was the thrower on the play. The intended receiver got tangled up. Fell down. And there was no flag. They were going for Lassiter. And the ball was picked by Parker Robertson. And that is the final play of the first quarter.
Well, you can hear the people booing because they want a PI on Lassiter. Lassiter was touched and pushed and kind of tripped down. But that ball was well underthrown. Ropati shouldn't have let it go. He was getting hit in the backfield as he was trying to release it. He tried to put air under it to let Lassiter go. But it was well underthrown. And that is a quick turnover for Oklahoma State.
BYU, who has been even or plus in the turnover margin in seven consecutive games dating back to last year, is minus one for the moment. It's a pick and an end of quarter timeout. 7-7. Cowboy football next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
I am your Cougar fan.